Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has been 52 weeks now since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, in this past year, what do I know? It's been 1 year ago today that I received the call from Josie and Murphy that following a colonoscopy, the doctor had found cancer. Josie, through her tears and trying to just form words, told me she heard that, and Murphy said in a reassuring voice, I'm not sure he used that term, but I remember the call so clearly. And I remember just after the call trying to find some comfort, knowing that I would never feel the same way again as I had felt before that call. Nothing that I could touch brought me comfort. Everything that was normally comforting at a certain level was just alien or foreign to me. My chair, my couch, my blanket, my picture, it just things that I normally would enjoy and thought were comforting were not, because this was uncommon pain and common things would not cover that. This year, this past year has been a lot, but God has been a lot more. You guys, this is now the fifth time, and if any of you want to hear the first four versions, I'll be happy to send them to you, that I have recorded this particular message. The first one, I cried through the whole thing. The second one, I was trying so hard not to mess up that it was just me, you know, I don't know. I felt like I was playing defense. And I realize that the intensity of what I'm feeling is to share with you the message that God has for each of you for this day. And I don't want it to be like the game telephone, where I've experienced something or been told something, and by the time it reaches you, it's muffled. It's a mess. So I'm just praying right now, Lord, that you give me exactly what you have for me to share, that you place that on my heart, and that in no way do I get in the way, but just become your vessel and allow you to flow through me. Amen. Yeah, it's been a lot this year, you guys, but I promise you that God has been a lot more. When you wake up in the morning, as I did, and for many days had the thought, the very first thought as soon as I woke up, that this is too much to bear. This is my very first thought. I cannot bear it. What you need to know is the first thought can't be the final thought. The second thought that needs to follow right after that first thought is, but I don't have to bear this alone. I'm not alone. God loves me so much that he gave his only son so that I might know the peace and the help and the path to him. Don't let your first thought of it's more than I can bear be your final thought today. Let it be what it is, the first thought, and let it be covered by the second one that is a lot more. Amen. I know, as I look back and review this past year, that I see things differently, that I knew that following the call I would never be the same, but as I look back, I see how much I've changed. And when you look back on something and you review it as a new person, as a changed person, it's not viewing the same things again. That's not the review I'm talking about. I'm talking about seeing things differently, seeing things in a new way, seeing with the depth of what God has for me in the gifts and the love, in the depth of the anguish is where God met me. Deep calls to deep. I'm not trying to tell a story that is a story told from anyone's perspective but mine. And that is not a review of the facts, but a reviewing that now I see the truth. I saw things looking back that I want to share with you now. I saw the strength in the moment that Josie surrendered this to God. She didn't give up, but she did give it up to God. Every night, Josie would bring her little Encanto notebook that she actually took from Evie's stuff, and she would write what she was thankful for that day. And she would fill up that page, sometimes needing more than two columns. But one night, Josie came and she was in just total despair because she had been injured that day at the hospital. They were fitting her for a dilator that would go into her that would prevent the radiation from hitting certain things inside her. It was to protect her. But it was too large. They weren't used to dealing with such young women, I don't think, at this hospital. And they had her up and down off the table several times, so that by that night, Josie was hurting. She was injured. She was bleeding. It was so much to have that on top of what she was dealing with. This unnecessary inflicted pain on top of the other was more than Josie could bear. And she said that. That night, sobbing, she tilted her head up and she said, I can't take this. I can't. I surrender. I surrender this to you. And I remember feeling for myself and seeing in Josie a strength and a peace, a resolve. I knew in that moment, as I share with you today, that there was strength in her surrendering. She wasn't giving up, but she was giving it up to God. Amen. And I know, too, that I witnessed Josie's thankful heart, which was a key to receiving God's treasures. When Josie opened up her thankful heart, it opened up a new view for Murphy and myself. At the end of every day, she would write down what she was thankful for. And setting out on the deck, maybe sipping an Ensure, she would share with us that night before she went to bed everything that God had given her in that day to help her along this journey, to help her on this path. And she did not miss a thing. So I think sometimes when we tighten up and we bear down and we think we just got to get through this, we forget to open up to the gifts that God has given us that day, to the blessings of which He will give us measure for measure, exactly meeting us where we are for what we need to conquer that fear and that anguish. Josie's thankful heart is something that I will say over and over helped her through this difficult, dark time. I know that I don't even know how to word this, but I know that God helped us grow through this, showed me things I'd never seen before, been places I had never been in my heart, in my soul. And one thing that I feel called to share, and I don't even know exactly how to share it and say it, but is that in this difficult time that Josie has journeyed through this past year, there was a thought of that could the cancer itself be something like the wrapping paper? And so many times we discard things without opening God's gifts inside. So I don't mean in any way that what we're going through, what you're going through, what Josie went through, what I went through as her mom, that your tough time is the gift. I don't mean that at all. But I mean that if we turn inward toward ourselves and we tighten up and we don't embrace this day, that the gifts that God does have and has measured out for us to help us through the tough time are just not found because we've never even unwrapped the day. In this day, God is giving you measure for measure what you need. Don't not open that. Don't just leave that lay. It was kind of reminds me of Evie getting a gift recently. That is the spunky 4-year-old girl that if you met her, you would forever be changed. She got a gift from me recently, some sand art. And it was kind of out of left field, nothing she would ever open and go, ooh, wow. She would open a crown or a princess dress or something where she creates a magical story that's what she enjoys. But she opened the sand art and she was not what she would like. Not in the least bit telling me this is her cup of tea. And she told her mom, you know, I'm just not a science kid. But something really struck me after that. Something struck me so strongly that I want to share it with you now. And that was that Evie, by the gift of a patient parent, of a loving parent, she was taught new things. She was taught how to accept something different of this day. She was taught how to grow with possibilities of something new that was maybe not expected, not anticipated. And I saw the light in her mind turn on as she discovered the possibilities and she had a new vision. And she created, with this loving parent, the most beautiful sand art that she shared with others. As I review this year, I look with new eyes and a new view of the seasons, and I'm changed. I have been changed, and I will tell you guys, through the end of the summer and the fall and the winter and the spring, everything that is true is that in the turmoil of the chaos of my mind is where I understood the gift that God was giving me of peace and quiet and in stillness. That's where I learned that. It's where I was scared and overwhelmed and anguished. It's there that God met me and gave me the incredible gift of stillness, of a peace that's not of this world. Ask yourself now, are we throwing away that God is giving us to equip us to meet what we have going on now? I've seen real gifts, you guys, this year. that were given to Josie, I saw her discover truth versus facts. I saw her discover a freedom from a response where if someone wasn't happy with something she said or did, that the, you know, at work or anything, that she would get a sick feeling. And I watched that sick feeling go away. It just was no more. Amen. I watched a new empathy from Josie as she understood and as she was told one night as she sat in church, as she heard this, that you will gain from this journey a new understanding, a new empathy for others that are traveling a hard time. I watched as relationships were healed and as new ones and old ones were deepened for her. I watched Josie embrace a healthier way for her and her family. And one of the biggest gifts that I saw God give to Josie was a gift of this day, of today, of being present. Josie would always live half in the past, reworking conversations and things she would hash out in her head that she wanted to end differently or thought maybe weren't just right. And then the other half in tomorrow, where she was projecting what might be upcoming and how she could perfectly land that. But that left nothing for today. And I watched as Josie's presence became present in this day. There's nothing, nothing in this journey that I've learned that will comfort you. Nothing ordinary when the pain is extraordinary. I've learned that the strength that we need, that I needed, came from God. I've learned that I will never feel the way I did, but that that is not a bad thing. That God has given me new understanding and depth to be able to live this day in the way that he's calling me to. I will tell you that Josie's journey is not about me, but it is, because I'm changed. I'll tell you that Josie's journey is not about you, but it is, because you're changed. I know people have come to me and told me they have been changed by seeing and witnessing, by the testimony given, by the miracles that God has given us. They've been drawn closer to Christ. I've learned so much about it not being enough for me to have faith, but that I'm called to share that. I'm called to share it with you. And I talk and will continue to talk about the two folders of our life. And one is the facts of our life. And they are all listed there for everyone to see or lift if they want to claim our identity on the internet. But the other is a folder that God has for us. And it talks about the difficult time, maybe in a different way, as a drawing closer for you to see the love that God has for you, to see that your first thought may be, I can't bear this, but your second thought to be, but I am not alone and I am helped. Open that second folder. You're not just about the facts of your life. See the truth. See the gifts that God has for you. The gifts that I saw in this past year is a doctor who said in an appointment with Josie, so many doctors, so many appointments, this is the end of the medical portion of our appointment. And now let's pray together. And he prayed with Josie, and he prayed that by the grace of God, Josie is healed. He was with her in that moment, in that day, when the medical part wasn't the part that would fill her. It was what God had for her from that man, and he did not become her principal doctor. But but he became a principal part in her journey. I saw the gift of a prayer team that never wavered. They came together as the body of Christ, and they prayed for every appointment, for every procedure, for every test, for every chemo infusion, for every radiation treatment, for every time on this journey, and they were called upon. They came together and they lifted Josie to the foot of the cross and to her help. I saw the gift of two beautiful children that were there for Josie, just what she needed, when she needed them, to help her to get up that day, was the spunky little girl and the sweet, sweet-hearted little boy. The little girl who wanted the info on who were the doctors that were treating that boo-boo that mommy had because she would look at her port. And the little boy who would just snuggle into her lap. I saw the gift in her husband who walked up the stairs each night with her medicine and her room temperature drink because Josie could not drink anything cold. She couldn't touch anything cold that was so painful that she would have to wear gloves and she could not drink a cool drink. And as he walked up those stairs, I would hear him say that my whole job is to keep my family whole. That is my job right now, is to keep my family whole. Amen. I saw the gifts in the people who brought clothing that would help Josie during chemo infusions and how she would need to have this bag that she would wear and what could she carry her chemo bag in and just doing functional things that helped her and that eased her anguish of the day. I found it in the person who found the right sunscreen because they said the radiation would cause Josie to be affected by the sun more like a redhead. There were so many things and so many nights and so many people on Josie's journey. And if you look back and you review, you see that God placed her help like little lights along the dark path. They were lit and they were there. And it was that moment that she needed to hear that from that person in that day. What you have right now, any of you that you're going through in this life, it's a lot. But if you open up right now what you are sitting with, if you open this gift of God's love, that wrapping paper that you see, you toss aside, and you find the truth, and that is that what is going on for you is a lot. But I will tell you, after living this last year, a year in the life of Josie's journey, I will tell you that God is a lot more.